好吧，看吧。我们先请小燕，你要不要带领我们有一些的祷告，为预备这个整个聚会？In English，谢谢。
Oh, yes, Father, we thank you. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for your perfect will in this hour. You are awakening the nations. You are raising up the standard of righteousness. Lord, we thank you to be an intercessor in this hour, that we can be as a cupbearer in your presence. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for Sister Ricky coming among us to release your word. And we have high anticipation, Lord, that you will speak to us, speak to our heart, speak to our soul, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We want to know your heart and your mind for this hour. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We pray that the Holy Spirit be among us and to transform us. Our deepest part of our being. Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Amen. Prida，请用英文，谢谢。
Heavenly Father, we give praise to you. We give thanks to you. Oh, you are majesty. You are our light. You are our love. You are our righteousness. You are our grace, and you are our mercy, and you are our redeemer. Father, we give praises to you. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for your unending love. Thank you, your love lasts forever and ever. Thank you, Lord. You are our strength. You are our faith. We give praises to you. There's none like you. There's no enough word to praise you, for you are so good to us. You've been good to us, and you are still good to us. Oh, even we are in a storm, but you are in control of everything. And thank you, Lord, that we can be your intercessor, that we can work with you according to your will. And we give praises to you. That Vicky is among us. She is going to share with us the message that she received from you. May you anointing her. May you cover her and her whole family and her bloodline. May you help put on the armor of Lord around her and her whole family. And may you rise up the firewall, the spirit of firewall surrounding her and her whole family. May you continue to pour your revelation on her, and so she can receive the message she's going to share with us. May you give us a may you still calm our hearts and put aside all the businesses. May you give us an educated heart and listening ear, that we will prepare ourselves and be ready to receive the message from you through Vicky. Thank you, Lord. We give praises to you. May all the glory and power and all the riches and authority belongs to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Amen. Lord Jesus, our heart is filled with joy when we will say to you, we love you, we welcome you among us. Speak to us through our dear sister Ricky. The anointing of the Lord come upon her mightily. Revelation, vision, and your word flow out of her belly. Oh, hallelujah. Prepare the heart of everyone. Prepare the heart of intercessor. Oh, Lord, our heart just fill with glad and joy because you raise up your intercessor during this time. Heavenly Father wants you to pray for nation and end of the world. Oh, Heavenly Father is full of passion. Also, he wants the nation become our Jesus inheritance. The end of the world become our Jesus possession. Oh, and your kingdom is full of righteous and just, full of love, mercy, compassion. Oh, that is what our heart wanted. Oh, we so appreciate you. Oh, that to die for us on the cross, shed your blood to clean our sin, and send down the Holy Spirit as our illuminator, our comforter, to help us. Oh, Lord, we just give tonight the whole time we give into your hand, that your will be prevailed. Let Ricky's message deep into everyone's heart. Oh, hallelujah. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Jonathan, 你要不要帮忙翻译？我们的心就是充满了欢喜快乐。
So our heart is filled with joy and
我们非常,
gladness.
我们非常欢迎 Ricky 是在我们的当中。
We welcome Ricky to come upon us.
上一次跟他沟通, 他说他有从神来的一些的话语要向我们华人分享。
So last time when I talked to her, she said that she had some words from the Lord to share with our Chinese intercessors.
那我相信有的时候这些启示是启示加上启示，恩加上恩，那个荣耀加上荣耀。
I believe these revelations, revelation upon revelation, and grace upon grace, grace and glory upon glory.
所以我们相信他今天下午会为我们预备很丰盛的从主来的信息。So
I believe that we will receive an abundance of words from the Lord this afternoon.
所以那我们现在时间我们就交给Ricky. We'll give our time to Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Hi, Pastor Tim.
Hi,
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Jonathan will translate for you. He's a good interpreter.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi. So I'm very excited to be here with you tonight.
我很兴奋今天晚上跟大家在一起。
And as I was seeking the Lord for our time together, He just began to kind of unpack some things for me that I want to share with you.
当我寻求我今天要跟大家分享的东西的时候呢, 主已经把很多的东西呈现在我面前。
So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1, and let's get started with a word of prayer.
让我们一起翻到圣经以弗所书第一章, 然后我们现在先来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for all of us who are here tonight.
亲爱的天父，为了今天晚上在线上所有的人，我向你献上感谢。
And Lord, as we are all coming in by phone, as I often pray, settle things around us so we can focus on your word.
主啊，就如同我常常祷告的，求你让我们的周围都安静下来，以至于我们可以专注于你的话语。
And the beauty of this time is that we can dig deep into your word together as a family.
这个美好时刻就是我们可以身为一个家人一起来深深地来研究你的话语。
Which is not something we can do unless your spirit is among us. So come, Holy Spirit.
但是若不是你的圣灵在我们当中的话，我们没有办法如此做，因此 圣灵，我们欢迎你。
Be our teacher and be our guide tonight.
成为我们的教师，成为我们的导师。
In your precious name, amen.
奉你宝贵的名，阿门。
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. As I prepared for our time together, I was just really seeking the Lord.
当我在预备我们今天晚上在一起的时候，我真的是很急切的寻求神。And
I was beginning to read in the book of the Gospel of John.
当我在读到约翰福音的时候
，and thinking that he was going to give me a wonderful message from the Gospel of John，
我就想到，也许神要给我一个很好的信息从约翰福音里面。
And then he, I was reading John 16:23, where it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He'll give it to you."
当我读到约翰福音十六章第二十三节的时候，那里说，当你们，我实在的告诉你们，你们如果奉我的名求，我都会应允你。
So then we know John chapter 17 comes next, and I was thinking he's going to give greater understanding and revelation and let us talk about oneness with one another and with him that we find in John 17.
然后当我读到约翰福音十七章的时候，我以为神要让我们一起来分享，讲到合一，就是与主也跟我们彼此一起合一。
And he said no.I actually want you to go to Ephesians.
主说不，我事实上要你去看以弗所书。
And so to Ephesians I went.
所以我就到以弗所书那里去。
So Ephesians chapter 1.
所以让我们看以弗所书第一章。
Verse 15.
让我们从十五节来读。
Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。
And then in these next few verses, we're going to learn about what he prayed over the Ephesians.
然后在下面几节呢，我们将要知道保罗是怎样来为以弗所教会祷告。
He prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
十七节讲到，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
And that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛。使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And I realize that we cannot have oneness with the Lord, with the Father, with one another until we understand who He is.
然后我就明白了，我们如果不知道认识神的话，我们就没有办法真正的与主合一，也彼此合一。
And Paul's prayer was that the Father would give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
因此，保罗的祷告是求父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵要赏给我们，以至于我们会真知道他。
And that their eyes of their understanding, now being enlightened, would know what the hope of his calling is.
而且照明我们心中的眼睛，让我们真的知道他的恩召是何等的指望。
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他在圣徒中得的基业将是何等的丰盛荣耀。
So when Paul prays for them to have wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him and for their eyes, for their understanding to be enlightened, he's saying, may the eyes of your heart be opened.
所以当保罗在祷告说要将智人智慧启示的灵给我们， 要让我们真知道他，并且照明我们心中的眼睛。 最重要的这个地方就是照明我们心中的眼睛。
Because the truth is, we can't understand any deeper level beyond salvation until the eyes of our heart are opened.
因为我们没有办法更深的了解在救恩之外的， 如果我们的心中的眼睛没有真的被打开来。
When the eyes of our heart are opened, we begin to look at things now through our heart instead of through our mind.
当我们心中眼睛被打开来的时候呢，我们看事情呢，就是从我们的心来看，而不是从我们的脑子来看。
As people that live in today's society, when education and head knowledge is very important, it's hard for us to transition from head to heart.
因为在我们现在这个社会里面呢，因着我们的教育，因为我们的知识，以至于我们很难能够不用我们的脑子的眼睛来看事情。
When we can transition and begin to have our focus be from head to heart, we can begin to pray according to His will.
但是当我们的专注呢，从脑子移到我们心的时候呢，我们就可以按照神的旨意来祷告。
Because the eyes of our heart are now opened.
因为我们心中的眼睛现在被打开来了。
And there's a direct correlation as an intercessor if we will allow him to open the eyes of our heart as we press through on very difficult issues.
而且这跟我们如何能够让圣灵带领我们去为这些很难的事情来祷告有很大的关系。
When we speak to children, and we lead them in the sinner's prayer.
当我们带着小孩子做，让他们做一个觉知祷告。
They're very quick to receive, and they're very quick to let Jesus come and live in their heart.
他们很快就可以接受，然后他们就让耶稣来住到他们的心里。
They don't have a problem going up to pray for someone who's sick, believing the Jesus that lives in their heart will heal that person, because they're not looking at it with their mind.
而且他们很快就会相信，当他们为病人祷告，在他们里面的耶稣就会医治他们，因为他们不用经过他们的脑子去分析。
When my children all came to know Jesus as their Savior, they would just tell you, Jesus lives in my heart.
当我的孩子们，他们认识耶稣，接受耶稣后，他们就会跟我说，耶稣就住在我的心里。
They like to go to Jesus' house because they could get more of an infilling of Jesus in their heart.
他们喜欢进到耶稣的家里，因为他们会得到更多的耶稣充满在他们心里面。
They could go and fellowship with other believers, and it would expand their heart.
他们也很喜欢去跟别人一起来交通，这样子可以更扩展他们的心。
When someone was hurting, they were not afraid to pray for them.
当有些人很伤心的时候，他们从来不会惧怕，就去为他来祷告。
Because they firmly believed the same Jesus living in their heart would heal that person.
因为他们相信那个同样的耶稣住在他们里面的耶稣会来医治那个人。
Because they were not looking at things with the eyes of their mind. They were looking at them with the eyes of their heart.
因为他们看事情不是用我们脑子里面那个眼睛来看，而是用他们心的眼睛来看。
When I used to do kids' crusades, and it came to the end of the evening,
当我以前在举办这个孩子们的布道会呢，当到最后快结束的时候，
if they needed prayer, or if they needed prayer for either themselves, for healing, or for family members, I would have all the kids gather around.
那当他们有人需要祷告，不管是为了他们自己或者为了他们的家人啊医治的时候呢，我就会让这些孩子们都一起来为啊他们来祷告。
And all the kids would pray for the person who needed healing.
所有的孩子就会一个需要医治的孩子来祷告。
The first miracle that we saw in a kids' crusade.All the kids gathered around to pray for a little girl that was five who was deaf in one ear.
那我第一次看到一个神迹就是、在一个布道会里面的这些小孩子围着一个五岁的小女孩，这个小女孩呢，她的耳朵听不到。
I spent all week teaching them about the Lord's Prayer.
我一整个礼拜都在教他们主祷文。
And so when it came time to pray for God's heavenly will to be done here on earth, they believed God would heal this person on earth.
所以当他们、因为他们知道相信神的旨意、会行在地上如同天上的时候，他们就相信这个医治会行在地上如同行在天上。
Because these little children...looked at faith, they looked at hope, they looked at healing with the eyes of their heart.
因为这些孩子看到这个信心跟盼望还有医治呢，是用他们心里的眼睛在看。
So they gathered around and prayed for this little girl whose eardrum had been completely ruptured.
因此他们就围这个小女孩，她这个小女孩的耳膜已经破了。
Her older brother was there. He was about 9. She was 4 or 5.
那这个小女孩的哥哥也在那里，那个哥哥大概9岁，这个小女孩5岁。
So we laid hands on her and we said, Dear Jesus, please open this ear and heal it completely.
因此我们就、为这个小女孩祷告，就说主耶稣求你来医治，来打开这个小女孩的耳朵。
And I leaned over and I whispered in her ear, Jesus loves you.
然后呢我就靠近她的耳朵，我就、小声跟她说耶稣爱你。
And she began to jump up and down in place.
他就开始在那边跳跃。
Because she heard me.
因为他听到我的声音。
Her brother had tears streaming down his face because he knew that little girl was not supposed to hear ever again from that ear.
然后他的哥哥也真是高兴的眼泪流下来，因为他知道他的妹妹那个耳朵应该是永远听不到的。
That lifted the faith of all the children even more, and they were ready to pray.
然后，那个这样因着这样子呢，这些所有孩子们的信心都被提升起来了，他们都预备好了要来祷告。
Because the eyes of their understanding or the eyes of their heart were wide open.
因为他们心中那个眼睛已经被大大的打开来了。
I asked the Lord not too long ago, Lord, why is it when adults get saved, we don't have the eyes of our understanding opened quickly?
因此我就有问神说，为什么像成人呢，他一得救的时候，他心中的眼睛却不能马上的被打开来。
And he showed me a vision that was quite graphic.
他就让我看到一个意象呢，是有点吓人。
He took, I saw myself, and he took the word, and he sliced right through my right to my chest, so it wasn't like right to left, it was front to back, until my heart was exposed.
他用他的话语把我的身体从, is that from top to down? Slice the whole body?
Yeah, top to, wow. Top to down. Yeah,
it is graphic.
Top to down. Yeah, yeah, very graphic. Yeah.
所以神就用话，像刀一样，把我整个人从上到下这样切成一半，切开来。
I was taken aback and shocked by what I saw.
哇，我看到这个异象，我整个人就往后退，就吓到了。
He said, I asked him, why? What just happened, Lord?
我问神到底发生了什么事？
And he said, if I open up the heart that quickly, expose the heart that quickly, it would shock people.
他说如果我把这个心马上的就这样子赤裸打开来的话，它会让人很惊吓。
When the children accept me, they open their heart and allow me to come in and fill them up.
但是孩子，当他们接受我的时候，他们马上就把心打开来了，就让我进来，让我充满他。When
an adult accepts me, I have to work my way in gently so I don't traumatize them.
当一个成人接受我的时候呢，我必须要很温柔的、慢慢的在他的身上工作，以至于他不会有这样子的惊吓。So
when Paul prayed that the eyes of their understanding or the eyes of their heart would be open, he did it with a depth of love and understanding of where they were.
因此，当保罗祷告说要 让这个心中的眼睛能够打开来的时候，他这个祷告是基于一个爱，也是基于一个谅解。The
same thing could be said when we pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment.
所以当我们祷告想要有这个智慧启示，还有这个明白的时候呢，这也是同样的道理。
Four things my mom has always told me to pray for every day.
有四件事情我母亲告诉我每天都要祷告来求。
These things help us to mature into mature sons of God.
这是帮助我们，让我们成为神一个成熟的孩子。
These things help take the knowledge that we are gaining as we study the word and take it down into our heart so we could walk it out.
它会帮助我们从圣经的话语里面的知识能够进到我们的心里面，以至于我们可以行得出来。
A child takes it quickly and runs with it.
一个小孩子很快就接受了，然后他就带着跑了。
An adult, we have to unpack it slowly.
但是一个大人，我们就是要慢慢的去，好像去分解它。
Which is why the Lord, I'm sure, said that we are to become like children.
因此，主说我们要像小孩子一样。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你们一个例子。
We can look at the events going on in our world right now with Russia, with Ukraine, with China, with Taiwan.
我们看着现在世上的发生的这些事件，比如说俄国跟乌克兰，还有中国和台湾。
And we can then go to social media, we can go to the news, and we can see what knowledge they're going to give us about the situation.
然后我们就会去这个社交媒体啊，或者是新闻呢，去看，去知道得到到底这些他们要给我们知道的事情什么。
And we can say, oh no, I need this information in my head so I can pray.
我们想说，哦，我觉得，好，我的脑子里面需要有这样的资讯，以至于我知道怎么祷告。
The struggle with that is that when we are learning this knowledge, depending upon the source we're getting it from, we're taking their understanding of the events and praying according to their understanding.
但是这个问题呢，当我们是借着这样子那样子的来源啊，去明白去了解的时候呢，我们的祷告会根据他们要我们的认知来祷告。But
when the Lord speaks to His prophets about the situation, we're hearing God's perspective on the event.
但是当神要告诉个先知这个情况的时候呢，那么我们先知他是按照神的意思来明白来祷告。And
as intercessors, we should be praying from God's perspective on the situation.
所以身为代祷者，我们要从神的眼光来看事情来祷告。
This is when we have to come to a place that the eyes of our heart are opened to what the Lord is saying.
因此，我们必须要让我们心中的眼睛来打开，来知道主要跟我们说什么。So
we can begin to receive more downloads from Him on the direction we're to pray.
以至于我们是从主那边直接下载这个指示，要怎么样来祷告。If
we don't do that, we begin to pray our opinions instead of God's heart on the issue.
如果我们不这样做的话，我们就变成祷告是按照我们个人的意见，而不是按照神的心意来祷告。
And then we get into dangerous ground as an intercessor.
这样子我们就会进入到一个代祷者的一个危险的地带。So
when we as intercessors pursue and enter into that place with the Lord of prayer,
就当我们身为代祷者，当我们去追求，去进入与神的那个祷告的地方。
We need to check any outside information that we have in our head at the door of our prayer closet.
必须把我们脑中所有的这些知识呢，都放在这个祷告的这个橱柜的外面。I
know that that's hard for us to do, but this is where God is calling us to in this hour.
我知道这个对我们来说有时候很难做到，但是这个就是神在这个时刻要求我们的。One
thing that Mom said in the fall of last year is that we need to be careful with communications.
有一件事就是妈妈在去年秋天所说的，就是我们要很小心的怎么样来沟通。
And this goes for the communication and the the form of media, in the form of whether it's social or with news.
事实上，这个就是讲到所谓沟通呢，就是这个消息呢，不管是从社交媒体啊，或者是从新闻来的。
It distracts us from our true call.
那个会把我们从我们真正的呼召呢转移注意力。
When when the scripture tells us to come before the Lord and to repent for the sins of the nation,
当圣经告诉我们要来到主的面前来为万国的罪来悔改，
we do so so that he will heal our land and he will send forth revival.
我们之所以这样做，以至于他可以医治我们的土地来带下复兴。
Which is, you know, revival is how he heals the land.
他就是要借着复兴要来医治我们的土地。
When his spirit sweeps across the nations and he's shown us the path and he's shown us he plans to send revival to all of the nations.
当神要借着圣灵运行在这个国家，他也让我们看到这个神圣灵运行的这个途径跟计划。
He's going to touch and heal in areas we can't comprehend with our mind.
他要去触摸跟医治那些地区是我们想象不到的。
So it's truly us in faith and with the eyes of our heart, the understanding of our heart, that we press through as intercessors.
所以我们一定要借着我们心中的眼睛被打开来，然后竭力的来祷告。
So the next scripture that I would like us to, the next prayer that Paul gave that I'd like us to touch on would be in Ephesians chapter 3.
下一个，我们要来看保罗祷告是在以弗所书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在第三章第十四节说，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上各家都是从他得名。
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
天上地上各家都是从他得名。
That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge.That ye might be filled with the fullness of God.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
If we are going to have an understanding of the love of Christ, it has to pass our knowledge, surpass our knowledge.
如果我们要真正的来明白耶稣的爱的话，那个是一定要超过我们的知识。
This passage, if we understand that Christ is going to dwell in our hearts by faith, this is a dwelling within us that goes deep, 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 deep into our heart, rooted and grounded.
这边讲到基督要因着你们的信要住在你们心里面是非常非常非常的深，要让我们的爱心是有根有基。
This is something that is to be a permanent fixture within us.
它是要 永远的在我们里面成为我们的一部分。
Something that goes beyond our thoughts and down into the eyes of our understanding or the eyes of our heart.
这是超乎我们的脑子的想法，而是要进入到我们的心里面，要深深的在这个里面。
When he says, that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ.
这边讲到说，明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That refers to as far as you can possibly go forward.
这个讲到就是长阔高深，是讲到很远很远，就是你可以想象多远，就是这么远。
As far as you can possibly go backwards.
也是在不管是往前是多这么远，而且往后也是这么的远。
As high up as you can possibly go.
是这个高度是你能够多高就是这么高。
And as far down as you can possibly go in the universe.
而且在这个下面深处是你能够像宇宙这么深，有多深就是这么深。
That's the length that he goes to that we would know the love of Christ.
这个就是神要这样子的，让我们能够来明白他的爱是有这么这么的宽广。
And that we would come to a place where we could truly comprehend that level of love.
以至于我们到一个地步，我们可以来开始去明白或测度他的爱。
That word comprehend, to comprehend it, mean is katalambano.
这个讲到这个测度这个字呢，叫做 katalambano。Is that a Greek?
Yeah, katalambano. Yes, that's the Greek.
Katalambano. Everybody, repeat.
Yes. Yes. And that means to reach down. It's like down from above. You reach down and you aggressively grab hold of it.
这个讲到就是测度，就是讲到我们要一直往下，往下伸伸伸，然后想办法去抓住它。
He is wanting us to aggressively grab hold of the understanding of everything he is availing to us right now to be in the battle we're in.
就像我们现在处在这个征战里面，他就是要我们这样子的去极度的去抓到，让我们可以明白。
And you say, Ricky, you said you're not supposed to be looking at it this with your mind.
那你说 ，Ricky， 你不是告诉我们，我们不是要用脑子去这样子去想的、啊、
？That's right. He wants you to aggressively pursue this with the eyes of your heart.
神是要我们很激进的。去去用我们的心里的眼睛去抓。
We often want to jump into the warfare, but what he's wanting us to jump into is our understanding of him.
有时候我们很常想要赶快的去跳入这个征战里面，但是神真的要我们赶快跳入的是去明白认识神。
The more we come to know him and to understand him, the more effective we are as intercessors.
我们越明白认识神，我们就越会成为一个有果效的代祷者。
God gave us our emotions. He gave us the understanding of our heart for a reason.
神给我们情感，神给我们这个一个心中眼睛的明白是有一个原因的。
Because he knew the information warfare we would be facing in 2022.
因为他知道我们在2022年要面对的这一种资讯战是何等的厉害。
He said, I need you to follow me with the understanding of your heart.
因此他说我们要借着从心里面明白，然后来跟随神。
So that we are led, we are guided, we are expanded by His Spirit.
因此，我们是被圣灵来引导，被圣灵来扩张。
In every single prayer.That we pray in this critical time in history.
就是在我们这个很关键的时刻，每一个祷告都是这样子做。
Now, last time I was with you, I shared how I have seen our Chinese intercessors so focused.
我上一次跟大家有分享，我看到。这个中国的代祷者是何等的专注。
Many of you immigrated from China, and you know the danger we're facing in this nation.
在我们当中，很多代祷者从中国来，你知道，在这个国家我们面对的这个危险。
And it grips your heart. I've seen it.
我看到这个真的是抓住你们的心。
But in 2022, in this critical, very unstable political environment that we're in,
在2022这一个极度动荡的一个政治环境里，
we need to practice being led by the Spirit more than ever.
我们一定要来练习如何被圣灵来领导。
So I think that that's it for now, and I want to thank you. Let me pray for you.
好，那现在我要来为大家来祷告。
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for our intercessors.
天父啊，我为着这些代祷者向你献上感谢。
Their heart and their passion is unlike any I've ever seen.
他们的心和热情是我从所未看到过。
And I pray that in the days ahead, Lord, we can be even closer together and our focus even more targeted on your will for our nations.
我祷告在未来我们在一起能够更专注，更的专注在于你的旨意上。
And I pray, Lord God, that just as your son prayed in John 17.
主啊，就如同你儿子在约翰福音17章的祷告。
That we would be one with you and we would be one with one another.
我们会和你合而为一，而且我们彼此也会合而为一。
In your precious name, amen.
奉你宝贵的名祷告， Amen.
Amen, Amen, Amen. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your share or preach through our dear sister Ricky. Lord, so we ask for your grace and mercy that you will open the eyes of our heart. Lord, draw us close to you so we can have your passion. We can see things as you see it. Lead us to help us during this season to know your will so we can pray effectively. We can pray in your passion, pray in your love, instead not our emphasis. Oh Lord, help us during this season. We look unto you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. 胡威，你要不要回应祷告？谢谢。
Oh, what a message tonight, Heavenly Father. You said through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemy because you have hidden your wisdom and revelations from the so-called wise and learned and revealed them to only little children. For this is what you are pleased to do, Lord. At a time like this, we really need to look through your perspective and not our own and pray according to your will. If we look at the world around us, our minds are often polluted by what the fake media told us. We are often directed by what we got from them. And therefore, our prayer is not truth-based, but driven by lies and people. Lord, help us to move beyond, as Sister Ricky said, our head knowledge and approach you with childlike faith and have complete trust in you, Lord. We pray that the eyes of our hearts be opened and our faith built upon the rock so that we can see through God's lens and please his heart. We also ask you to dwell deep in our hearts to further open our spiritual eyes and deepen our understanding of you, Lord, your love, and your will. Oh, may this hope in you be an anchor for our soul, Lord, firm and secure so that we can be more effective intercessors at this critical juncture of history. Father, as Ricky finished her teaching tonight, Lord, continue guiding us in all that we do and teach us how to apply what we've learned, heard to our lives. Lord, we pray and ask you to sustain Ricky and Mama Nita with divine health so that they can stay strong in mind and body, doing the work you commissioned them and this ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for the message tonight. In Jesus' name.